Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Hi, I'm one of the nurses at the Royal Melbourne Hospital, and my name's Mel.
So Mel, tell me what your sign says and what we're doing standing in the middle of a very busy road on a rainy day in Melbourne.
My sign says honk your horn for support for the nurses. So there's a lot of honking going on right now. So there is a lot of support out there from the public. Thank you!
Hi, I'm Mary Jones. I'm a nurse and I'm a midwife. I've got over 30 years' experience in the public system. I work in the emergency department at the women's, and I also work in the women's health clinics. I look after pregnant women and women with gynecological problems.
So can you tell us where we are right now and what we're doing?
We are standing on the corner of Grattan Street and Flemington Road, standing out, wanting people to support us in our EBA negotiations that the government will not negotiate with us.
So Murray, can you tell us what the government wants, which is lower ratios, introduction of nursing assistants and things like that, what that'll actually mean for you in your work at the Royal Women's?
What it will actually mean is that I will be looking after more women. The nurse patient ratio will be increased significantly, which means that I will not be able to give the good care that I'm giving at the moment because our nurse patient ratios are quite good in the areas I work in.
And what do you want the community to do?
I want the community to ring, email, write letters to newspapers and support us and tell the government that they want to keep the good health system they've got and to improve it.
Great, thanks mate.
Thank you. I better go back in before I get in the
My name's Carolyn. I work on 5 North here at the Royal Melbourne. I'm a cancer nurse. I work with acute leukemia patients and patients with solid cancers as well. We're out here today to protest the working conditions that the government are trying to impose on us, conditions that have been fought and won hard in the past, and our New South Wales colleagues have just gained and have been fighting long and hard, and Mr. Bellew sees fit to remove from the Victorian public health system. It will endanger Victorian lives, and the Victorian public really need to get involved. They don't realise that it's their public health system that's at risk, and it's all to do with not so much pay. Everyone seems to believe it's pay, and they'll have you believe it's pay because it belittles the message that we're trying to get across, but it's about nurse patient ratios. You'll have heard that a lot. With less nurses on the ward, there's more chance of patients statistically being missed, I guess is the word. And bureaucrats, we're opposed to bureaucrats deciding what's important nursing work. So what right does a bureaucrat have to tell us that making a patient's bed or taking a patient's obs is not important nursing work? It's all assessment and it's talking to our patients, and in the end that's what's important for patients, not just being a body in a bed. And also, of course, our working conditions and patient continuity of care. They're seeking to introduce split shifts. Split shifts are not conducive to continuity of care. Patients will end up with anything up to, it could potentially be 6 to 8 people looking after them on any 12-hour time frame, and that's ridiculous for continuity of care. And it'll be a team approach rather than an individual approach. So patients will be just lumped in together. So and let alone nurses who are will be expected to maintain their 16-hour work week for me, for example, and part-time. They'll be expected to do that over a 5 or 6 day period, where you might come in for 3 hours over a busy time, go home for 2 hours and come back for 3 hours. Now, it doesn't work for a nurse's family life either. When do I get a chance to do my children's homework? When do I get a chance to see my kids at night and tuck them into bed, see them off to school? It's simply not doable, and let alone for the patient's continuity of care. So that's what I'm opposed to. Particularly, it'd be nice to get a pay rise, but we don't do our job because it's a money-making job. We do our job because it's the people that we meet.
Yep, and I think that's been shown really clearly, the role of nurses as patient advocates, in that this dispute's been going on for over 100 days now, and it's really the ratios which is the sticking point, because nurses are not willing to budge on ratios, are they?
No, we're not willing to budge on ratios. It was something that was hard fought and won in 2000. It's a world-class gold standard. It was first introduced here in the world, here in Victoria, by Victorian nurses in 2000. And to seek to remove it is to return us back to the past. It didn't work in the past, and that's why it works so well. And to go back to that is not going to benefit anybody, nurses, patients, the Victorian public health system.
And just to finish up, can you describe what we can see here and what the why all the cars are honking their horns?
We've got signs out here today to honk to show your support of nurses. So we're getting a load of honking. We're standing here in the rain in our ponchos, and we don't mind doing that because it means something, and we are committed to the cause. So it's lovely to get the community support, and of course we don't expect anybody to stand out in the rain, but community support is a big thing. Write to your local politicians. Talkback Radio, tell them what you think about the degradation of your public health system, and make your feelings known, because in the end everybody needs a public everybody may need a hospital bed and or some form of they might need to go to a public hospital for something or other at some stage, and it's going to be a detrimental experience without nurse patient ratios.
Thanks, Karen.
So, thank you.